One of the cool things about this job is that if I would have told, like, 9-year-old Jason that I would have Robin Yount, Sidney Moncrief, and Marcus Johnson's phone numbers in my phone, that would have been, like, the coolest thing anyone could have. Of course, I wouldn't have even known we were going to have cell phones by now. But this guy's joined us before. I've told him that I pretended to be him in my driveway. He's got a lot of important things to talk about, including the Bucks playoffs and this whole yesterday's pancakes analogy that we need to discuss with him. But he's also doing a really cool thing with Serenity Inns in helping promote and help people that fight substance abuse. It is Marcus Johnson, Bucks legend, on Wilde and Tausch. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you. Hopefully I'll be able to say that about 10:45 p.m. tonight.
Yes, we are all hoping that that's the case. Are you suiting up, given where things are at? Or
No, I mean, the thought occurred, but then my better mind prevailed. But, you know, it is what it is. We're shorthanded, obviously. The good news is that, Bobby Portis, because of his parry instead of a punch, didn't get suspended for this game. So he'll be available, and I suspect he'll want to atone for, a lapse in good judgment with the incident in Indiana with Andrew, I call him Nimrod, but Andrew Nimhard. he and Nimrod got into it, and so anyway, he's available. The bottom line is he's available. So, if we play with any semblance of the energy, effort, and productivity that we played with in game four in Indiana, with the home crowd on our side this time around, hopefully spurring us on, rattling the paces a little bit, I believe we'll be okay. Indiana's got a lot of confidence. They're going to be tough to shake, but I think we're going to be okay because we did such a great job in terms of the overall energy. Just couldn't sustain it for the entire game, but that's how the game goes.
Marcus, are the Pacers as annoying as they feel like when we're watching them? Yes. I know it's a rivalry, but they seem annoying, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're like that snotty nosed little kid brother that's always around tugging at your pants, always getting into your stuff, always bugging you. They talk a lot of trash. I love Tyrese Halliburton, Oshkosh's finest. But he gets into it, knocks down a big three. He's gonna let the world know that who he is and what it's all about. Talked about Nimhard. He's another guy that has a lot of confidence. And that's what makes it a great rivalry. And the fact that they were able to dominate us pretty much in the regular season gave them a lot of confidence. So, they feel like they are the better team, and it's up to the Bucks tonight to go in there and prove otherwise by playing a physical game, by slowing it down, by playing better defense, especially against Miles Turner. He just owned us 7-for-9 from the three-point line the last game. And, he's been a real, real star for them. And then the guy that we've got to look out for is Pascal Siakam. He had 36 and 37, I believe, in Milwaukee the first two games. Didn't score 20 in Indiana. So he's going to come out looking to be aggressive and looking to get in people's faces and talk trash. And trust me, they're going to try and get under Bobby's skin and try and provoke him, get him to react again. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on out there tonight. But that's what makes it fun. It's a terrific rivalry. Gets a champion, the Milwaukee Bucks, against an up-and-coming team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 5 years. So, and so they're excited, and that's understandable.
Marcus, I don't know about you, but obviously when Dame isn't able to go and, Giannis has not been able to go at all, was what we saw on Friday and on Sunday just a reminder of how great Chris Middleton still is? Because I think we look at it, and I was wondering, and we pulled it on our show today, Chris Middleton's number is going to be up there with yours, don't you think, when all's said and done?
Oh, without question. No, he, you can just go back to the championship year, 2021. I was just looking at some numbers. I mean, he had a 40-point game in the NBA Finals. He carried us in that Atlanta series when Giannis went down. He hit the big shots against Miami, I believe, early in the playoffs, the first round. Hit a game winner to kind of keep us in that positive direction. So, and then it's just his whole body of work. And then you look at what he did just the last couple of ball games, the 42 points in 41 minutes. I didn't think he'd have much left of in game four. Came back with 25 points. And, you know, it was a five-point game. When Brooke hit a three, he brought us to within five with about 6 minutes left in the third. Doc took Chris out to give him a much-needed blow, and the Pacers went on a 7-zip run, and we had a tough time scoring, and they were back up 12, and that was pretty much ball game. So that right there is a microcosm of the importance of Chris Middleton being on the floor. But, yes, indeed, double deuces will definitely be in the Raptors.
Talking with the legendary Marcus Johnson on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Marcus, I want to get a little more about the game tonight, and then we need you to explain yesterday's pancakes, which was our favorite thing that we heard from you earlier in the series. But before we do that, I want to make sure we get to this, because Lisa Todd, who is basically the sister that I never had, connected okay. you and I, because you're doing a really cool thing, and I just have so much respect for you for doing this. So you're partnering with Serenity Inns, which is a treatment facility that addresses substance use disorder on Milwaukee's north side. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was a kid and you went through your substance abuse challenges, it was disappointing. You're my favorite player. But sure. I'm an old guy, and so I remember that. You easily could have that in your rearview mirror with everything you've accomplished since and everything you do for our community. And instead, you're talking about what you overcame in order to help their cause as they're getting ready to open a new facility this summer and to raise money. Why did you choose to do this and to share your story and to help that cause? Why was that so important to you?
Well, because recovery has been such a positive part of my life. And yes, I went through a drug treatment facility in 1982, but you know, I was 26 years old at that time. And was not as serious about it as I should have been. And then around the 1990s, when I had been retired for a few years, I'd gone through the end of my career with a neck injury playing for the Clippers. 7 months later, my son drowned in a backyard swimming pool incident that I never really processed. And so abusing drugs and alcohol was a way for me to anesthetize a lot of the stuff that I was going through. And so I got into the recovery process around 2002, and it's just been something that's turned my life around. So once I was hired by the Bucks 9 years ago, I stayed actively involved in the recovery community here in Milwaukee. And so I came in contact with a lot of men from Serenity Inn and all the positive things they had to say. It's a residential treatment facility, holistic approach to treating drug and alcohol and substance abuse disorder. And that means, you know, financially, they have financial literacy programs, the spiritual aspect, the emotional aspect, bringing families back together. And so when I was asked to come on board and try and help to raise some funds to complete a brand new facility that's about 85% completed, that's going to provide more services for the men struggling with substance abuse disorder, it was just a natural fit for me. And I'm just so proud and privileged to be a part of what they're doing, because I've witnessed firsthand Serenity Inn and some of the benefits. SerenityInn.org is the website if you want to donate. But if this is all about doing things that's going to impact in a positive way the underserved communities of Milwaukee, and substance abuse disorder is not about, you know, social economic levels. It's not about race. It's not about anything. It touches everybody, all aspects of life. And with the opioid crisis blowing up the way it has over the last few years, I mean, yeah, I think people in the Midwest have really gotten a good idea of just how much of a scourge it is to society. And so whatever we can do to try and help these men, women, people that are out there struggling, we need to do. And again, I was more than happy to be a part of this, and I think it's such a great cause, and I feel honored to be asked to do something to assist.
Well, we certainly applaud you and respect you for that. We can't let you go, though, We had so much fun with your yesterday's pancakes. Tausch, help me out. What exactly did Marcus say that caught your attention?
Well, I'm going to let him say it because I don't remember it exactly. It's been a full week, but I heard it and I wondered, what is exactly does that mean? I love a good analogy, Marcus. Where did you get that? And can you kind of give us the framework of how that became part of the broadcast?
Well, I just made it up. I mean, you can't get full you can't get full today on yesterday's pancakes. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday, what you ate yesterday. It's like fresh manna falling from the sky. You know, it only lasts for that day. Today is a different day, and you've got to bring a whole different energy, mindset, focus to this day if you want to succeed. So, you know, yesterday's pancakes are just that. That's yesterday. They served their purpose. Now it's a brand new day. You need some new pancakes. And so yesterday was blueberry. Today maybe apple, okay. Apple cinnamon, maybe, you know, strawberry, whatever you're fancy. But, you know, it's a brand new day, and you need something to feast on today. Some sustenance today to be effective.
I love it, but of all foods, pancakes are pretty good leftover, right?
I've never had leftover pancakes. You know what I mean? Me and my sister Deborah used to have pancake eating contests.
Okay,
and I'd eat about 30. They're thin. My dad used to make it. She was right there. We eat about 28. And so, you know, we eat them all up. The point is, there was never any leftover. Whatever was cooked for that morning, man, we didn't leave anything left over. We finished the whole lot, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was just wondering if it was sushi. Then I'd be like, yeah, you definitely ain't going to have any sushi left over. But I just love the analogy, and I love to be able to dissect it. So I appreciate you on that, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, all good, man. I'm glad to be of service.
Marcus, we appreciate you making time for us today. We would love to have you back. We can all eat pancakes together and talk Bucks basketball. Good luck tonight. Hopefully you're calling a win and they at least force game six. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you a lot.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There you go.
It all makes sense now. He's never had yesterday's pancakes.
I love the fact that he said he just made it up that night. That, yes. To me, I always enjoyed him.
Kindred spirits.
The fact that he did that and admitted it and now thinks about it and brought manna into the equation, just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
All right, what a way to end it. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks to Marcus Johnson. Thanks to you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.